68? Think so. I don't know. But
so that's how it feels, huh?
Feel pretty good. What? What do you mean?
I think it's episode 72, actually. Should 71 or 72 of the podcast. Yeah, welcome one and all back to the podcast. Today we've got kind of a exciting series of topics. I mean, I don't fully know. Don V said he had a lot in the back to tank, just waiting, getting stronger.
I am. I've been accumulating mass, and now I'm ready to blow my load on Yoshi.
I don't know, maybe without his consent. Well, I don't know about
because he doesn't know the topics.
I mean, I don't know the topics. Certainly, I just was confused on the wording there. I wasn't sure what you're trying to say.
And really, I don't really have any topics. It's mainly just I'm gonna call this, Don V's corner of the internet. And
okay,
I've found some things, some articles that I would like Yoshi to potentially look at and comment on.
Mm-hmm. I mean, this will definitely be a more chill podcast.
Maybe.
Compared to the Yuki cast.
We'll see. We'll see what my topics are here. My topics will definitely... Let me order my topics in, like, most normal to most strange real quick.
Okay.
Okay. How do you want to start? Maybe you should start, because your topic kind of ties into my stuff.
So before we start, we have a response. You know, we do the polls. Oh,
the email.
Yeah, we do the polls at the end, or, you know, when we upload the podcast, so that the viewers can kind of weigh in on what they thought of the episodes. And our last poll was, do you have any other questions about the hosts' childhoods? And we have one listener who asked us,
what the fuck? That was the poll?
Yeah. I mean, I make the polls because I always upload the podcast. So I always ask, you know, generic questions. Some get responses, some don't. But I said, do you have any questions about the host childhoods? Because we talked a lot about our childhoods. And it looks like someone here has asked, where were you September 11th, 2001? All right.
Which one? Which one of us?
I guess all of us. I mean,
I don't remember. I don't think I was sentient. I don't think I was sentient yet.
You were sentient.
I don't think I was, like, aware of my sentience yet. I don't remember.
You just forgot it.
It was just a normal day for me.
I mean, for me, I was in New Jersey at the time. I would have been 4 years old. I don't have like an image of the day in my mind necessarily, but I have a emotion that I don't know if it's real or constructed by my mind. And I remember feeling like a bit uneasy, maybe, or like I just felt something was different, because at that point I had siblings who were older than me who probably knew what was going on. My parents certainly did. And I lived in the part of New Jersey, probably me and Yuki lived in the part of New Jersey that was just across the Washington Bridge from New York, basically. So we were close by.
Have you ever been to New York?
Oh, yeah. As a kid, I had been. As a kid, I had been.
I think me, I probably had, like, the intelligence equivalent to, like, maybe a dog or something. So I was not aware of what was going on. I don't remember anything.
Okay, give yourself a little bit of credit. All right. you were probably up there with the best of the 4 years.
I was just right? like a drone, just kind of like walking around performing menial tasks like in Pal World.
You were saying you were a drone? I mean, come on. You were better than a drone.
I don't know about that. I don't know.
I mean, you were at least in... When do you go into pre-K? When do you do pre-K? between the ages of 2 and 5 years old, you're probably in pre-K, bro. You're probably learning things.
What is pre-K?
Learning pre-kindergarten.
I didn't go to pre-K.
Oh, shit. Explains a lot. I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means either.
But to put it in a nutshell, I was in New Jersey, and things were going down, bro. Things were going down. All right, but I was not affiliated at all. I was not. It's not like I was like storming the Capitol or anything.
Well, I was multiple states away. You were actually fairly close to the crime that was committed.
Yeah. It's true. I'm just putting that out there. But I was only 4, all right? So,
and
I didn't know what I was doing.
If I remember correctly, you were also, like, schizophrenic in your childhood because you... Mm-mm. Yeah, dude, you literally told me how you talked to this imaginary friend of yours named Sheriff.
No, well, first of all, he wasn't imaginary, right? He's a real guy named Sheriff.
Listen to you. All Listen right. to you right now. You sound schizophrenic.
You're just crazy because you can't recognize any ethnic names. Like
Sheriff is a fucking name of a type of police officer.
No, Sharif, bro.
Sharif? Okay.
You don't know any ethnic
names. Why do you say Sheriff then?
Because that's what we said as kids, but I mean, his name, looking back on it, was Sharif. Of course it was.
Looking back on it, how convenient. That's what I'll say.
A lot of things come out in retrospect, man. But yeah, I mean, I was out there in New Jersey. I'm trying to recall. It's tough because as a kid, sometimes you have real memories and sometimes you have memories you've kind of constructed in your head that may or may not have happened, right? So like, I have this kind of weird imagination of like bustling around, if that makes sense.
What does that mean?
People bustling around, you know?
Like running around?
Not running around, but in a hurry to do things, you know, like, everyone was in a bit of a hurry, I remember. But then again, I was young, I don't know.
That could have been
just like a Sunday at the fucking food mart that we had. What was the food mart called? ShopRite, I think is what they called it in New Jersey.
I remember memories from a kid that I don't think existed, like, in reality. I remember I used to walk in the woods in my backyard a lot, and for the longest time, I could have sworn that I saw, like, a fucking Bronchiosaurus skeleton in the woods, but it was, like, still standing upright.
Like in a museum.
Yeah. Like the skeleton was like put together. And I also remember seeing like these, I don't know where I was at. I think it was at like a landfill or something. I don't remember where. It was not a landfill, but like a used car lot. And there was just like a bunch of cars stacked everywhere. My family knew this guy. And I think we went down there and I was like exploring the lot. And it was right next to some water, and I was looking in the water, and I saw these two snake-like creatures that had, like, these, one was blue, one was red, and, like, around their head, they had these, like, fluffy, feathery things, kind of like a newt, or not a newt, but like a salamander.
Like the thing in Jurassic Park? That, like, spits on them with the frills?
No, it was more, like, feathery. More hairy kind of thing. But I don't think that was real either. I don't think that kind of creature exists.
Never know out there in the swamps.
Never know.
But, yeah, I mean, those sound like dreams. Maybe you recall them because they were real things that you saw, but they were just in a dream.
Maybe.
And you just couldn't, I mean, like you said, you were a bit of a drone as a kid. You couldn't tell dream from reality, right?
Droning in and out of existence.
You were kind of liquid in your states.
Yeah.
I mean, now if I think back to like the oldest thing I can remember from New Jersey that for sure was a thing is like turning over rocks in the backyard looking for roly-polies and centipedes and shit. And then walking to the park and seeing like a bunch of butterflies and stuff. That's what I remember. Dude, those were the days, bro. Like just walking to the park, like looking at the butterflies and then walking back, bro. Nothing beats that.
Okay, well, let's check the email. Let's check the email.
Yeah, I mean that was all that I saw in the email.
They pop up question. In our emails.
Mm-hmm. We get notifications for this whenever fans answer.
I see.
Notifications.
Well, in that case, take us into your topic that you would like to talk about today.
Well, so I kind of wanted to talk about the maybe not the consequences of the modern era, but what our lives are like compared to what our lives were like 10 years ago and 20 years ago, you know?
Okay.
Just thinking about that.
Well, the main difference is that we're adults and we are shackled to jobs. We have to provide for ourselves.
I mean, yeah, that's true. That was the same for everyone, though, throughout those past 20 years.
What do you mean?
Like our parents had to do the same thing. We just got old, right?
You're saying about their lives were different?
No, like that's something that stayed the same between everyone's lives in 20 years.
No, not our lives, because we were high schoolers and we became adults.
True. I'm thinking more from a societal sense, I say, when I say our lives. Like, for example, how often we have our headphones in, like as a kid and even as a 16-year-old kid. As a 16-year-old kid, I didn't have my headphones in really at all very often. In fact, if someone asked to put their headphones in at school, you would, and I say this as someone who had a friend who had this, like every time that you do an assignment, like someone raised their hand, they're like, hey, can I put my headphones in? You were always the can I put my headphones in guy, you know? Like what that was a guy.
That was not a thing. Who was that guy?
That was a guy. That was a guy, bro.
Who was that?
I'll tell you after. He's a good friend of mine. This is the only reason why I'm saying the same. That was a guy, though. Like a guy, like
in class.
Guy. Yeah, like in class, whenever you would go to do an assignment, and then someone's like, hey, can we, like while we're doing the assignment, can we?
Oh, okay, that makes sense. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. I thought he meant like, for some reason, I thought you were talking about like while the teacher is like talking or something, and he like interrupts the class and like, hey, can I put my headphones?
No. Like during a separate assignment. Okay. But that was like an archetype. Nowadays, like I've got, you know, easily over 50% of my day I'm listening to something, right? Either I'm working with headphones in or I'm in a call with my headphones on, or I'm like, I don't know, just listening to music.
You should just listen to it without your headphones.
I mean, but I guess the overarching point is like I'm just plugged in, bro. I'm in the damn matrix 100% of the day.
I see.
Even when I go to sleep, I'm listening to shit, you know? I can't get
you away listen from it. You listen with your headphones on in your bed?
Yeah, bro. I got my Bluetooth fucking earbuds in. I'm listening what to the Northern fuck? Lion as I'm falling asleep, bro.
See, you're fucked up. I don't do that. At any chance that I get, I guess this is like something that I've been doing recently, within like the last 5 months. Any chance I get, I try to listen to my computer without my headphones on, just like playing through my monitor. Just because, like, I don't like having My ears are like, I don't know, moist, I guess. Like, it gets moist in there.
Okay, now you're calling me the weird one. You got moist ears. You got ears secreting some type of fluids.
Like, sometimes I'll be in the Discord call, and I'll be muted. And that's because I'm listening through my monitor. And I don't want people to hear what I'm listening to or whatever. Or I don't want it to play through my mic. And then when they join, I plug in my headphones. I'm like, okay, gotta get my headphones on.
I mean, but it's still the same issue where, like, you're listening to some type of media, not necessarily with headphones on, but just, like, something at all times, you know, getting some type of external fucking
That's true. I don't think I can go, like, just sitting at home at my desk, I don't think I can just go, like, more than an hour in silence.
And that's the fucked up thing, because, like, I'm thinking about being in class, right? Like, in high school, or middle school, even. Or being at home, doing homework. Like, I never listened to music while doing homework as a kid, right? Now I can't imagine not listening to music at work. Like, it's kind of crazy. And it's a bit, like, it's not a negative thing, per se. But at the same time, I find, like, you're always looking for something to consume, some type of media, some type of video, some type of music, and there's always that decision of, like, oh, what do I watch, what do I listen to, what do I do, blah, 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 and it's like, why can't I just sit here in peace, existing and doing, you know? Why do I have to be fucking bombarding myself with background radiation in the form of fucking content, you know?
I think it's just because I think humans are like natural consumers of like information.
It's kind of true. Like, that's a good point. That's a very good point. It's like, if you had access to it in the past, it's kind of like, if you got them, then smoke them, you know, or like smoke them if you've got them. It's like, if it's you're just going to consume it, you know? The only difference is we didn't have it back then. I guess we may have done the same thing. But I almost wish I could go back.
I wonder often, like, how much I would be able to achieve if I didn't have, like, the urge to, like, browse YouTube or something. Like, or, like, listen to a radio show or watch a TV show like instantly, you know, like back in the day you had to like wait a week for the next episode or whatever. Like, drawing wise, I feel like I'd be able to do a lot more just because I wouldn't have to be constantly fighting the urge, you know.
Yeah, it's a thing where, like, I can't say I hate it, because I do enjoy it, otherwise I wouldn't do it. You know, I love music, always have loved music. I love YouTube videos, you know, even as a kid I was watching YouTube, just not at the frequency I am now. So it's not like I'm opposed to it, it's just I don't like how much I'm a consumer of it, and I don't even have it bad. Like, if I was born 3 years earlier, I'd probably be doom scrolling like 2 hours, 3 hours a night. It's fucking like late as hell, you know? Like, I'd be toast, man. I'd be toast. I'm the lucky one, and I'm still like, damn, what the hell am I doing out here, you know?
I've been doom scrolling YouTube like really bad the last few weeks, because I think I may have consumed, I've consumed too much content. Like, I can't find any more videos that I'm interested in watching.
I think that's... And the most fucked up thing about that is you think you've consumed everything you want to consume, but really, your mind has just become a more ravenous beast from consuming all those YouTube shorts, bro. Because you're scrolling the YouTube
shorts... Well, I don't watch shorts.
Okay, well, I'm watching shorts, right? And you're watching regular videos, but Like, if I'm watching like a couple short videos or some things, or constantly watching videos, maybe I've consumed like 20 concepts within the last 2 hours, let's say. All right. Now my brain has consumed those 20 concepts. It's looking for more. So when I see a video about like something similar, it's like, nah, I already scratched my itch for that, you know? And you had to go deeper and deeper until you're, let me look up my YouTube recommendations now, bro. I mean, to be fair, I'm like kind of insane and I just watch like the same YouTuber over and over, but still, like, in the span where he hasn't released a video, I'm watching, like, I don't know what I'm watching. I'm probably scrolling at least a couple rows just to get to something that moves the needle for me. It's crazy. And I don't know if there's a solution to it or if it needs a solution. I just wanted to know what your take was on that.
I don't know. I don't know if there is a solution per se. I think we are just on a course. I think we're on a course. You know, I don't know if you saw, but Elon Musk put that chip in the guy's brain. He can move a mouse finger now.
I mean, yeah, I did hear that Neuralink did some type of test or something.
I think we're gonna become the content.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. I think that type of technology will be used first just to help people who are like disabled, right?
Watch YouTube videos?
No, like the chips in the brains will help relay signals to communicate to body parts that don't function anymore.
Oh, I see.
You know. At least that's my assumption of it.
I think maybe like the first 10 years they're just going to be watching YouTube videos.
Bro, no shot.
They're going to be stuck there in bed, like, still watching YouTube videos.
Maybe if Google was developing the chips, but it's not, bro.
You think Musk's company is more competent than Google?
No, I'm just saying Google, since Google owns YouTube, they would have some incentive to be like, here's some little YouTube to keep you busy, you know, while you're waiting.
Well, I think eventually... I don't know about the content thing. It is true we consume way more content than we used to. One thing that I was wondering, we went on a Star Wars binge recently, and I noticed that there's nothing similar to YouTube or like television within Star Wars.
True, for entertainment, they've still got like live entertainment. You know, Jabba the Hutt's not watching YouTube. He's got like dancers and shit, you know?
Yeah, like what the fuck are they doing over there?
And even when they're on the fucking Millennium Falcon playing chess, like they're playing fucking monster chess, right? They're not like consuming galactic shorts or whatever. They're
playing games that could be made in modern day.
It's that are sub modern day. I mean, chess is centuries.
Well, it is probably. Holo chess. So I guess it's just chess with like upgraded technology.
Yeah, I mean, they weren't like they were cooking with the spaceships and the light faster than light transport. They were not cooking with the entertainment in the Star Wars galaxy. All right, like. But you know what also just came to mind? I think.
No, maybe one day, like similar to Star Wars, there'll be so many like new frontiers to conquer that no one's gonna be interested in watching some fucking fat like Gungan's ass YouTube channel.
Maybe, but I don't know. Imagine if aliens came out with some content, bro. Like everyone would be on that shit because people would want to know what the hell the aliens are up to. No shot, we wouldn't be even more absorbed.
But then the timeline would be like scaled even further down. Because then it was like, okay, well now we got to get used to this alien content. There'd be a whole universe worth of content.
True. You could probably exist in a different plane through like, I don't know, like augmented or virtual reality.
Yes, assuming aliens don't exist. Well, never. Let's just end this fucking conversation with that.
Okay, yeah, yeah. You got us on a tangent with the Star Wars. All I'm saying is, I don't like it. I don't like how much I'm, like, juiced up with content these days. So, I also made a pledge. Every problem that we talk about on the podcast, we're going to propose a solution. So, what is the solution you propose to me to solve this problem?
Let's see. Someone has to sneak in.
I don't know about someone sneaking in. Like, that's not a great intervention, I feel like, if you got to hire someone to sneak in somewhere.
That wouldn't work anyways. We have to just ban... We have to ban... anything that's like YouTube. Any YouTube equivalent.
You're such a radical, bro. Whenever a problem arises, you're the first...
I'm trying to fix it.
Yeah, but your solutions are always the most far from, like... opposite end of the spectrum, you know.
You don't think the world would be a better place?
I don't know. It might be. I mean, you would probably have an actual social interaction with someone instead of like people walking by each other with their headphones and looking at their shoes, you know, but I don't know if that necessarily means it would be a better place. I think I was envisioning an intervention that would be more like for every I don't know, like maybe just during during work hours, I can listen to music and do stuff. But then during non-work hours, I should like go try to just enjoy myself doing other stuff, you know? Or maybe it's just to be fulfilled in general, be more fulfilled.
Well, that would work for you. I'm trying to save the world. Or maybe just
to
the
save
US.
The world, we first have to save ourselves. When you get in the airplane,
we'd save everyone at the same time.
Yeah, but I mean, remember in the airplane when they say like, before you help anyone else out with their gas mask, like put on your own gas mask.
Mm-hmm.
So like, we gotta put on our own fucking oxygen masks before we try to save the world.
Right? I guess the equivalent to that would be for me to become president.
You're a damn authoritarian, all right? You're like a fucking... You would rule with an iron fist.
I would. I have a plan for the U.S.
No. No shot. No shot you're getting elected as a politician. You might become the mayor of Newport, but...
That would be something. Then yeah, I'd wage war against Newport, the fucking... I'd be waging war against the mayor of Emerald Isle.
Yeah, I don't... You would be starting civil conflicts, bro. You would bring us back fucking 3-4 centuries.
Well, regardless, that is my solution.
Okay. Maybe I'll just start off small and do like no phone in bed or something. But that's tough too, no phone in bed, because like then if someone important to you texts you, like, let's say your girlfriend texts you, she says, like, good night, and you got no phone in bed, you know? And suddenly you're the asshole. You could be like, no, babe, listen, I was just trying to, like, be less fucking, like, neurotic and be less connected. And then she'd be like, yeah.
Sorry, babe, I won't bring up Sheriff anymore.
He's real, I promise. Sharif.
Right? Sharif.
I just want to say to all the listeners... In high school, he did not believe me about this guy, so I brought a yearbook and showed him a picture of this guy with his name to accompany, and he took a solid look, like 5 seconds at it, and then he just looked up and said, that's not real, you just made that up, you made up this yearbook. And I was like, how am I going to make up an entire yearbook?
AI generated yearbook.
I was ahead of the game in terms of AI generation. All right, what are we going to next? I know you had a couple of topics in the hopper as well.
Well, you know, we'll call this the... What was I going to call this again?
Your rapid fire, like...
Don V's Corner of the Internet or something?
Yeah.
So while your topic doesn't necessarily tie in to these things, it's my topics certainly tie into one of our previous topics, which is brain rot.
Okay.
And let me see if I can share my screen on Discord.
Yeah, go off. Share what we're cooking with here.
I guess he's just. I guess this will be. Is there a way for me to fucking? You can see this, right?
Yeah. So he's got pulled up something on Facebook. That's the first red flag. All right, a Facebook post. Do you want me to read this, or do you want to just summarize it? Give me the TLDR here.
Let me. I'll summarize it. I'll summarize it, but you can. You can take a look if you want. I'm gonna try to record this section of the podcast and maybe post it as a clip on YouTube.
Like screen record it?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if I totally agree, but yeah, let's go for it.
We'll see it. We'll see if the content is safe enough for YouTube.
Okay. So yeah, go ahead and summarize it for me. I'm just skimming through it.
Basically, are you aware of what Larry David did to Elmo?
No.
Are you aware who Larry David is?
Is he the guy who like helped make Seinfeld?
Yeah.
Okay. And Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Yeah, so he went on to fucking some kind of like news thing to promote the upcoming final season of Curb Your Enthusiasm. And it just so happened that Elmo was on there, because are you aware of the Elmo Twitter trauma dumping?
No.
I guess Elmo put out like a thing on Twitter and he was like, "Hey friends, how are all y'all doing?" And everyone just for like talking about, "Oh, my dad died last week," and there was like a big thing on Twitter. So Elmo was on the show talking about like the response to that Twitter post, and in the middle of talking about it, Larry David walks over and like starts like strangling Elmo and like starts punching me in the face and even swings at Elmo's dad.
Elmo's dad? I didn't know Elmo had a dad. I thought he was just a damn Muppet, bro.
Well, his dad is also a Muppet.
Oh, shit. That explains a lot, actually.
But anyways, this guy that we're looking at had something to say about it. His name is Will Wheaton. And Will Wheaton is a famous Star Trek The Next Generation actor. He plays Wesley Crusher, who is notoriously like... I think in the canon of the show, he's just kind of like an annoying kid that everyone on board is like. I mean, he's just on the show. He's part of the crew, basically. Anyways, he says, "So I heard Larry David assaulting Elmo on live television, but didn't watch it until now because I knew it would upset me." And so he watches it, and this is the post he had to say. This is everything he wrote about it. I don't know if you see me scrolling.
Holy here. Hell, man.
But this entire like body of words is just him shitting on Larry David for hurting Elmo, because Elmo was his childhood, I don't know, friend or whatever.
Okay. I do understand that.
I think it was just like a little ridiculous.
I mean, here's the thing, like, one thing I'm happy about, despite me being always plugged in, is that I don't have Twitter or look at Twitter, and I don't look on, I don't know anything about the world unless I've seen it in a YouTube short, and YouTube shorts are just like random bullshit, right? They're not this type of stuff. I'm very happy. We did not evolve as a species so we could see someone do something and then have someone completely separate who we don't know either of these people, like, talking about why that offended him and why that's like a problem for him, you know, like, that's not what we were meant to be in the damn, like, fields getting vegetables, hunting and gathering, fucking hunting creatures to eat for the day so we could go on one more day.
Dude,
blaming another guy for beating up on an imaginary creature, like, I don't know, this is definitely ridiculous.
What a stupid, self-centered, tone-deaf asshole.
Also, you're reaping the fucking, you're part of the problem. You're slurping it up.
Well, bro. I like this stuff. I think it's funny.
Yeah, you're like the, I would say you're the antithesis of me, bro. Like, when I see this, I'm instantly eyes glazed over, just going to the next thing. It doesn't even register in my brain.
And shitty idiot Larry David couldn't even leave alone for some reason. He had to indirectly tell everyone who opened their hearts to a Muppet that they were stupid.
<God damn. laughs> Now he's fucking with Elmo, right?
You can't just call Elmo a Muppet.
Yeah, that's a bit offensive.
I didn't even know the characters on Sesame Street were considered Muppets. I thought that was like a Kermit the Frog race thing.
Like, you thought they were factions?
Yeah.
Like the street faction and the Muppet faction? No, I mean, my last word on this is just like, shit is wild, bro. And these are also two adults, mind you. It's not like a 14-year-old kid arguing that he said that, like, his Fortnite dance was not selected for the winner, you know?
Maybe we'll look up the video of Larry David real quick.
True, I haven't seen it. Maybe it's like actually something kind of terrifying. Okay, he was going in though. I don't think anyone would deny that. No, I mean, that's a damn Muppet, bro. He didn't even punch it in the face.
He's just kind of like palming it.
Yeah, he's like, he's giving him the little bro, basically. And then, like, swiping the air, like, to the side of him.
I like how he's walking away, like, so happy that he did that.
Yeah, I don't see the problem here, bro. Unless he's saying, like, fuck everyone who enjoys Elmo, I don't see the problem.
Okay, well, moving on to the next topic.
This is the next topic you got? Dude, what are you doing, bro?
Do you know who this person is?
No, man.
Oh, this is a person. It looks like
John C. Reilly.
No, that's fucked up.
Okay, that is fucked up. All right, come on.
Back in the day, I don't remember how long ago, maybe it says so in this article, 2014, Dolezal was under fire in 2014, accused of misidentifying herself as black while serving as the whatever.
The NAACP.
What is that?
Head in Spokane, Washington. That's like the National Association of something and colored people. But yeah, I forget the exact acronym.
This is a really short thing. Basically, she lost her job over an OnlyFans account. And that's pretty much it. I thought it was funny that she popped up again. Whoa, we got a video here?
Dude, don't play the video, bro.
It's a news video. It's a news video.
It is a news video, but if they play the OF video on the news, like, you can't be... The news has been cooked, but you really can't be showing that on the news, bro.
Okay.
Nah, fam. Why are they doing? They don't need to be doing all this. Certainly not.
Do you think she looks black?
Is that the question that's being this?
Well, that, I'm just bringing this up now because that was a back in the day. This was a very famous incident.
I'm not going to be the arbiter of this. She knows herself better than I do. I mean, she has really curly hair, right? She's almost certainly mixed. So I would say, yeah, she at least looks like mixed.
Okay, well, now for the strangest thing that I've discovered.
That's the only question you had for this article? It wasn't like... It wasn't
I just thought it was else. Funny. Her name is Rachel Dolezal, who now goes by Nkechi Diallo. I thought it was funny that she popped up in the news again because she lost her job from an OnlyFans thing.
Yeah, I mean, you can't be doing that if you're a teacher. I'll just say that.
I think back in 2014, YouTube, people were like making videos about her and like roasting her. And that's how I first like found out about it. Anyways, on to the next strangest topic here. This Twitter account, Cindy Sue, Hongi Inflatable Toys, Inflatable Suit, Sexy Animal Toy, Custom Design, Welcome.
You don't need to, like, your fucking shit that you're taking on is, like, cursed, bro. And I mean cursed in every sense of the word, all right? Like, it's filling you with bad energy.
Well.
Because I'm looking at this. I mean, it actually doesn't look... It looks like something you might find at like, a birthday party for children, right?
All right.
So all maybe right. I shouldn't be shitting on it.
Well, let's take a closer look here. Okay. So I found out about this place because... I guess it's in China, Hongyi. They basically make custom inflatable things for people.
Mm-hmm.
But let's scroll down here and take a look at the kinds of inflatable things that they are
making. Okay, that's like a giant fucking like dinosaur. And someone's just playing on it. Which like isn't actually crazy. Actually, it's got room for two, so you got someone hopping into the mix.
I like it's how not the
that crazy actually. There's just a weird hump in the middle, which I find weird strange. Hump.
And, there's also breasts there. I don't know if you can see that.
What the hell, man? I'm just noticing that. I don't like that. All right, the hands were kind of censoring it at first. I don't know if I like that, bro. Okay, go ahead and flip this off.
Let's scroll down a bit.
Got Pokemon. Those are completely normal.
Yeah, completely normal. Okay, well, that's strange.
Yeah, I don't like this thing that you pulled up. I mean, what do you want me to say about it?
Take it next door. Next door. I don't want people to see my my balloons here.
Yeah, you don't want people to see what you're looking at because it's, like, highly suspect, I would say.
But I found a video of someone testing out one of these balloons on YouTube. That's what's queued up next year.
Okay. At least it's on YouTube. Now, I'm not liking that title, alright? Just from the jump, this title is highly suspect.
Title is My First Custom Inflatable Toy from Hongi, Big Booby Pinkie Pie. Let's,
I don't like that.
Start watching.
Dude, this is so... It just makes me feel really uncomfortable. I'm not gonna lie, bro. Like, some of the stuff you show me makes me feel a bit uncomfortable and, like, nervous to release the podcast.
How much do you think Skibbity Brain Rot has contributed to content like this?
I think it's less brain rot and more just the vast expanse of the internet is consuming people, you know? People jump in and they don't realize that they're not going to be able to jump back out.
You think you can jump back out after buying one of these?
No, I think you're pretty in there. And
so you think this person is done for?
In a sense, yeah, I'm seeing, especially, yeah, I don't know. I would say so. It's hard to come back. I mean, I don't think it's over for anyone. Certainly not. I think everyone's got a shot. If people don't have a shot, then there's no point, right? I think everyone's got a shot, but you've got to overcome a lot to get back from this type of thing. Like, look at this, man. Like, it's so bizarre, bro. Cut this off, man. I'm not trying to see this, all right? I'm not trying to see this. This is just fucking strange.
Let's see what she does here. She's just kind of caressing the breast throughout the fucking timeline of the video.
All right. What the hell, man? What is that?
What is that?
Ah, I don't like that, where man. Cut that
at?
Off,
where's
bro.
Where's that at on the fucking thing? That's the veg.
I don't like that, man. Turn
that
it
is
off,
the,
man.
That's the fleshlight hole, bro.
I realized that, and it makes me uncomfortable.
All right. Well, that was Don V's corner of the internet.
You're willing to put your name on that, man?
I'm not supporting that content. That's just content.
You're just curating it.
That like merely crossed my path, and I snapped a photo of it.
I mean, yeah, that's true. But you're also into like kind of radical shit.
Right? What radical shit am I into?
Like you're into this guy Coffee Comics who's like
I'm
waging war upon like all comic individuals.
That's just my. That's just part of my gossip cauldron.
You're big into gossip.
I'm a bit of a gossip girl.
You're into gossip, but like not in the traditional sense where it's like, oh, this person was wearing this on Tuesday. You know, you're into like the gossip that's like, oh, this person just like ruined their lives by posting this thing on the internet. You know, that's the type of shit that you're into. And then you like watching the downward spiral. Like you're a big flame watcher. Like you like watching a broken burn from the distance. You know,
I do. I'm like a moth. I'm like a moth drawn to the flame.
True. You can't help, but you know what always happens to moths drawn to the flame, right?
What's that?
They inevitably get consumed by it.
They get burned.
They get consumed by the flame they were drawn to, is what I'm saying.
Well,
so if that says anything about the content you kind of curated up here, I don't know what we're looking at. Here's what I would say, because we did also say earlier that we would give a suggestion along with every kind of negative thing. I would suggest you to
no, this isn't a negative
whenever,
thing.
Well, whenever those type of posts pop up, there's like three dots that appear typically next to them, like vertically aligned dots. Click those, say, I don't like this post.
I like that
do
post,
not suggest, but this is what I'm saying, though, is do not suggest me similar content, because I think that would radically change your life for the potentially the better. I don't know, potentially the worst, potentially the better, but it's worth a shot.
We'll see. I think the fans will enjoy Don V's Corner of the Internet as a potentially permanent section of the podcast.
No, I don't want it to be reoccurring in any sense of the matter. Let us know what you guys think, if you want it to be a reoccurring thing or not. Or maybe next week we do my corner of the internet.
Yeah, we could do that.
I bring up three things that I came across that I would like to get your take on.
That'd be a good... I think that's a good formula for a segment.
Because, I mean, I don't have much. You know what I recently found, though?
Is
cotton candy grapes. I found them at the local supermarket, bro.
What the hell are cotton candy grapes?
They're like candy in like a grape. They're like a gusher. It's basically just gushers on a vine. It's incredible news. If you see them at Walmart, you should go ahead and try some.
Are they like engineered or something?
Potentially. Potentially, let's see what's up with cotton candy grapes. Because they just came out recently. I think, like, food scientists have been... were probably cooking it up for a while. Frozen cotton candy grapes. What's so special about cotton candy grapes? Trademark for a variety of sweet white table grapes of the cultivar IFG7. So it is like a specific breed that has been... It's been breeded, basically.
Bred.
Yeah, they specially bred these grapes to be as sweet and succulent as possible. But, I mean, those are incredible.
Where'd you get those at?
I got them at Trader Joe's, but I'm sure you can find them at Walmart's.
Trader Joe's has, like, the hidden, like, it's like a video game secret.
They got a lot of, like, nice shit in there, honestly. But then they also have a lot of, like, weird stuff, but...
They don't have Trader Joe's around here, I don't think.
Mm-mm. They typically only have them in, like, major metropolitan areas. So I think Newport's slated to get one, like, 2050, probably.
Fuck.
Or, I mean, even Newport wouldn't have one in 2050. They'd put one in Moorhead.
Yeah.
And make you drive over to get it, for sure. Or even worse, Atlantic Beach. Once their master plan comes through to turn that into like a major metro area, but we'll see.
Well, is that all we got for the podcast?
I think so. Then. I mean, I hope it wasn't too negative reflecting back on it, because like I kind of brought on some bummer news about me feeling like I'm a bit, you know, helpless to be.
I don't think it was bummer news. In. It's just an observation.
It is an observation, true. I'm more just
projecting my own feelings. And it's not just specifically you. I think it's just everyone.
That's yeah, just like how, society how at it large. Is. But then you came through with your, like, weird news, all right? Which, yeah, a bit negative, I would say. And then we even got a question from a viewer about 9/11.
Why didn't we answer that? We did.
That's not how you want to start a podcast, you know. I mean, no flack to the sender. I mean, send us more questions.
Is 9/11 like a bummer topic though? I feel like modern society looks at 9/11 as like a meme.
I mean, yeah, modern society does, but it wasn't a meme for those firefighters who died trying to save.
I don't even know their names.
I don't either. But it was still a damn tragedy. How many New Yorkers do you think this is in a podcast? I hope not.
Listen, anyway, if New York has a problem with us, bring it on. Bring it on.
Dude. No, just to you. Just to you, all right? I stand with the people who sacrificed their lives on 9/11, except for the guy who did it. I don't stand with him.
Wow.
But all wow, the other people. Yeshi. No. Come on.
That was a brave motherfucker, to be honest.
Hey.
He sacrificed for a cause he believed in, and you don't stand by his decision.
How do we exit this topic, right? Look, all I'm saying is this. Have a good day, everyone. Please enjoy the rest of your day.
Alrighty then.